Blog Talk Radio.
Get into the show real quick. I wanted to put out a public service announcement. Women often receive warnings about protecting themselves at the mall or in dark parking lots. This is the first warning I've seen for men. I want to pass along in case you haven't heard about it. This is a heads up for those men who may be regular customers of Lowe's, Home Depot, Costco, or even Walmart. This thing caught me totally by surprise when it happened to me. Over the last month, I became victim of a clever scam while out shopping. Simply going to get supplies has turned out to be quite traumatic. You don't want to be naive enough to think that this can't happen to you or your friends, so make sure you tell your friends when you hear this, pass this information along. And here's how this scam works, all right? Two nice-looking college-age girls will come over to your car or truck as you're picking up or you're taking your purchase out to your vehicle. They both start wiping your windshield with a rag and Windex with their breasts almost falling out of their skimpy T-shirts. It's impossible not to look at this shit when it's happening, right? You can't believe how lucky you are when you see this. When you thank them and offer them a tip, what they'll do is they'll say no. And they ask for a ride to the local McDonald's, all right? And, of course, like me, you agree, to have them climb in your vehicle and you take them to McDonald's. On the way, these two girls will start undressing. Then one of them starts crawling over you while the other one steals your wallet. I've had my wallet stolen on February 4th, 9th, 10th, twice on the 15th, the 17th, the 20th, the 24th, and 29th. Also, March 1st and 4th, twice on the 8th, the 16th, the 23rd, and very likely it'll be stolen again next weekend. So tell your friends to be careful. What a horrible way to be taken advantage of, especially for us older guys. Warn your friends to be vigilant. By the way, Walmart has wallets on sale for $2.99 each. I found even cheaper ones for 99 cents at the dollar store and bought like three or four of these stores out. Also, you'll never go in and eat at McDonald's. I've already lost 11 pounds just running back and forth from Lowe's, Home Depot, Costco, et cetera. You want to go ahead and tell all the older men to be on the lookout for this scam. By the way, the best time to get caught by the scam is just before lunch, and then you try again around 4:30 in the afternoon. So that's our public service announcement. Now, you are listening to The Ooze. It is Sunday evening. It's 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. You're here with your hosts, Jason Sorrell and T.C. Downey. T.C., what's going on tonight, man?
Shit, man. Just at this point, formatting a computer and doing the show, waiting for a good joke.
And that apparently wasn't a good joke, the public service announcement there. So we're going to be doing we're going to be telling jokes this evening. I've got a bunch of jokes lined up. I know we got some callers who have talked about the show a little bit. They've lined up to tell some jokes. What we're going to be doing tonight, the show is scheduled to go 2 hours. But if we only have so many people calling in, we'll only do an hour-long show. The way this is going to work is you're going to call in. You're going to lay your best joke on us, whatever joke you've got. What we want to do is we want to have you tell one joke and just one joke. Then we're going to have you get off the line. And if you want to call back and tell another joke at that point, just make sure that we keep the ball rolling and make sure that anybody wants to call in gets a chance to call in. And if it's kind of slow, of course, we'll let you stick around and tell a couple other jokes. But we'll just see how this thing goes. TC, at the end of the show, whether it's an hour from now or 2 hours from now, at the end of the show, TC will decide, who he thought told the best joke. So I'm going to ask you to give a name or something like that so that we know, who we're talking to. Not your full name, just a name. So when you call in or whatever, we're going to go, what's your name? And then we'll tell your joke. You tell your joke. And then you want to stick around in the chat room or make sure we have some way to get a hold of you. so that we can go ahead. And if you win the T-shirt, you win a free SIN T-shirt, Satanic International Network T-shirt. This is one of the new shirts that I designed. So if you want a free T-shirt, a free SIN T-shirt, and it's just the T-shirt, not the hoodies, not the long sleeve T-shirts, don't be an ass and ask for that shit. You're getting a free fucking T-shirt. Like it and just get over it, and that's it. So, we got a caller on the air already, on the line already. Before we roll into that, man, what's going on SIN, man? Before I have you answer that question, the reason we're doing a joke show tonight is really I just needed another weekend to think about what we're going to be doing for these shows in the future. With the Luminous show on Tuesday, I got pretty much a full boat there. I've scheduled that out. This was supposed to be our way, TC and I, of having a good time, having a little fun. And for a while, you know, we went off in some other direction. That was fun, too. But, you know, nobody was interested in that, so we're kind of doing some goofy stuff again. Next weekend, TC, if you're down with this, I figured what we would do is we talk about just scientific research, different research things we've heard about that are just stupid, just goofy, you know, like, you know, research on women's orgasms or whatever, you know, shit like that. We'll spend an hour talking about that. But the reason we're kind of doing these off-topic things is because I know that TC and I here on Outbreak, we could definitely do what we're both good at, and that's goofing on weird shit we see on the internet, especially people that we deal with in the, you know, satanic community or the occult left-hand path community, whatever that might be. And there are some people that just kind of beg to be goofed on. So I know those are popular shows when we do that. And I see, based on what I see going on in SIN, that there are some people just asking for it. So, TC, I don't know. Do you feel like another one of those shows is coming up, man? Do you feel like you've got some stuff you want to get out there, or what do you think?
Yeah, I'm sure it's inevitable, man. I mean, it seems to be what we end up doing. So,
okay.
But as far as what's currently going on, I mean, it's really pretty simple. One sentence. I have no fucking idea. So,
right on. Yeah. It's a little weird in SIN, but that's what makes it good. I mean, we got 3,000 people rolling in and out of that all the time. You're bound to have some strangeness on the fringes. So. Let's go ahead and we're going to take our first call. Remember, you're going to be given, you're going to give us a name or something like that so that we know who we're talking to and we're able to go, hey, it was that guy that told the joke. And you tell the best joke. TC says that was the best joke of the night. You win a free SIN T-shirt. So go ahead and bring him on. So 347 area code, you're on the use. It's on your brain. Tell your joke.
Hey, man.
First of all, give us your name, dude.
Hey, man, what's up? Hobbs.
Hey, who is this?
Hold on.
Hobbs. All right, Hobbs, you got a joke for us.
All right, man. All right, so there's this couple, and they're in the hospital, okay, and they're having a baby, all right? They're all excited and stuff, you know? You know, the father's, like, holding on to the mother's hand. The mother's kicking and screaming and shit. And all of a sudden, you know, the doctor's like, all right, man, it's coming. The doctor pulls it out right by its leg and starts slamming it up against the wall. There's fucking blood everywhere. The parents start freaking out. You know, the mother starts screaming. The father's like, yo, what the fuck? The doctor's like, oh yeah, I was just choking. It was dead when it already came out.
And that was it. Butt up bum. All right, man. Thanks for calling in, dude. We'll see if you win the T-shirt by the end of the show later.
All right.
Oh, God. It's going to be that kind of show, man. If you want to call in, the phone number, the phone number is 347-989-1371. Give us a call, 347-989-1371, to tell us your joke. Is that the number that Hobbs came in on? Did I read that number off right? Because it looked like when you dialed in, are you looking at the studio right now, the studio page?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, it looked like he called in on that number on 347. That's the number that showed up as his number, 347-989-1371. Kind of weird.
It's not the same number. It is the 347 area code.
Right on.
The prefix is 898.
Okay, yeah, I'm not paying attention, man. I barely fucking look at this shit. So,
man, that was horrible. I mean, that really was. I hope you don't get in a T-shirt, man, because there just was nothing funny about that. Not a fucking
thing. That's a fucked up shit. All right, we got another caller here. All right.
So what's going on?
512 area code. You're on the ears. It's on your brain. What's your name, man?
It's Tim. What's going on, Jason? What's up, DC?
Hey, Tim, what's going on, man?
Not much.
How raunchy can I get?
lay it on us, man. Give us your best shot.
Yeah.
All right. How do you make a 10-year-old girl cry twice?
Go ahead, dude. How do you make a 10-year-old girl cry twice?
Wipe your bloody dick with her teddy bear.
Okay.
All right, Tim. We're dropping you off the line, man. If you got another one, we'll call back in later.
All right. That was better.
All right, let's bring it up. Let's got another call on the air, man. 619 area code. What's your name and what's your joke, man?
Yo, this is Zach, and I'm actually not in this for the free shirt, but I got a couple jokes for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. One of them is this guy wrote a bunch of H.P. Lovecraft and kind of blended it with Satanism and then got paranoid in a school of Cthulhu and kicked Bizino and Jason Sorrell out. And then announced that he was the chosen one and the Messiah and was going to rip open reality in 2011.
Ah, I've heard that joke. Jeez.
Okay.
All right, man.
Here's a real joke. Why are women so bad at measuring length and distance? Yes, because all their lives men have been telling them their 4-inch cock is really 8 inches.
There you go.
All right, man. All right, well, have a good night, guys. I'll be listening
right.
for something better.
Cool, man. Later.
All right. The first joke was definitely better than the second.
Oh, geez, yeah. Okay. Wow.
The only thing the first joke was missing is the part where he became the underwear model.
Right. Well, you know what? And it's okay. Not to dog on the guy and everything else, but he did give a shot at being a stand-up comedian at one point. One point recently. So it'd be kind of interesting if he laid in here or called in here, tried to win himself a Sin T-shirt. You know, I think that would be funny. That would be entertaining all on its own. The call-in number again, 347-989-1371. While we're waiting on somebody else to call in, I'll go ahead and tell a joke. And I'm not in the contest. I'm just going to be telling jokes. So there's a girl walking upstairs at church one day. As a priest walked by, he looks up, sees a girl walking upstairs, notices the girl's not wearing any panties. The priest calls the girl down and gives her $20 and says, "Look, little girl, you want to take this money to buy yourself some panties. It's not proper for you to walk around without any panties on." So the girl goes home, gives the money to her mother, and asks her mother to buy her some panties. When the mother asked where the girl got the money, the girl explained what was happening. Upon hearing how the girl got the money, the mother rushes to her room, rips off her panties, right, puts on her shortest dress, and runs down to the church. As soon as she sees the priest walk down the sidewalk, she starts walking up the church steps. The priest walks by, sees her, notices her, and calls the lady down. The woman doesn't want to seem like she's expecting anything. She walks down, to the priest very calmly. The priest hands her a dollar and says, "Lady, take this money, and for God's sake, go buy yourself a razor."
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. that was better. That was better. Shit. I'm taking stuff out here in the room. So sorry, a little bit of a distraction. I just kicked the ashtray off the nightstand.
So come on,
there
people in the chat room, you gotta be able to do better than that. The phone number is 347-989-1371. Don't think you can only tell one joke. If you're sitting in the chat room, you got another joke you want to tell. We're gonna kick you off the phone as soon as you tell your joke, but that doesn't keep you from calling back in. Just to keep things fair, we don't want anybody monopolizing the time, but if nobody else is calling in and you want to call back in with a joke, give us a shot. The winner of this contest, based on TC's judgment, so there's no scoring points or whatever, either TC thinks you were the funniest person of the night or you weren't. And don't come crying to me if you don't get on the air for whatever reason. If we get a lot of calls or what have you, which is not happening yet, But if that were to happen, if you don't get on the air, the only way you're in the contest is if you get on the air and you tell your joke. So, yeah, if you want to call in, 347-989-1371 is the call-in number. Real quick before, and since there's nobody calling in, before I roll off to another joke, last night on the news, you mentioned that we're offering that advertising space. If you're looking at the news page right now, you'll see there's a picture there kind of at the top of the page. Shows the news logo and then rotates through four other images. Those four additional spaces are available for anyone who wants to advertise or post a message there with certain limitations. We got a commercial about that about and everything. And Lehigh had mentioned that he was interested in doing this, and he was asking how much the rates were. And I know you talked about a package deal. If you want to talk about a package deal where we do some on-air advertising as well as that space, you're going to email me, Jason Sorrell, sorrellart@hotmail.com, and we'll roll a commercial for it here in a little bit. But the prices are, if you want to, just the ad space, just that picture that you place up there or message or whatever, it would be $5 for a week if you just want to do a week, which means I think there's still four shows we're doing plus the archives for that show. That's the other thing, too. The live shows, your ad's going to be there for a full week for the live shows, but then, of course, those ads will also be part of the archive show. So anybody that looks up that show, uses the tags to look at that show and listen to it, is going to see your ads while they're listening to that show. It's $5 for a week. It's going to be, if we run it during the live show, $10 for a month. And if you want to do a full year, it's $50. And the whole reason that we're out offering this ad space is we're not trying to make any money. I mean, there's only four spots. You know, for a whole year, you can have it for $50. Basically, we're just trying to.
Oh, shit. He dropped off. Oh, that's funny. Now that's funny. Jason fell off the air, so just hang on a second there, folks. I'm kind of wondering if anybody here in Satanism land actually has a fucking sense of humor. I mean, Tim did, take a pretty good crack at it, and so did Zach, but there's not even, like, jokes being posted in the chat room. Welcome back, Jason.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to the phone there. Yeah, and posting the jokes in the chat room is, I don't think that's not going to count as an entry. So if you want to tell a joke,
At least it would be there so that we can, like, read it and talk about how lame you are for not calling in and telling it. But, maybe
right
what it is, and I really don't understand this, man, because I always thought of Satan as, like, the prankster, the trickster. He had that sense of humor, you know, things in life equal to chuckle, you know. So someone gets their dick stuck in their zipper because they were busy gawking at some other guy's cock. I mean, that's kind of funny, you know?
Right on. And I agree with that. I think it's the idea, the icon of Satan, finds humor in real life, which is why it might be a little bit more difficult to come up with a funny story or funny anecdote or whatever. Before I was cut off, the advertising, $5 for a week, $10 for a month, $50 for a year, offset the cost of the premium account for the ooze, and that's pretty much what it's all about. So not TC and I trying to, you know, retire on our Blog Talk Radio career. All right, so if nobody wants to call in, 347-989-1371. I got jokes. I will keep telling jokes.
I know a few myself. I had the pleasure of having a friend named Johnny, who was actually really, really fucking funny, and he kind of had this whole formula to what made a good joke. So I learned that little formula. But I'll tell one joke just to offset it and actually, give you a little break so you're not wasting all your materials right off the bat. But so the joke goes like this. A dude walks into a bar. He orders a drink, a shot of whiskey. He takes the shot, and he leans over to the bartender, and he says, I'll bet you $1,000 that I can piss right into this shot glass from all the way over on the other side of the room. The bartender says, $1,000. He says, yes, absolutely. He puts the money up on the table. The bartender says, okay, go ahead. He chuckles, a fucking idiot. This guy's going to completely miss. I just made $1,000. It's worth cleaning up some piss. right? So the dude gets all the way back to the back side of the bar, and he starts pissing, and he starts pissing all over the fucking bar. And he just completely misses. And when he's done, he walks up, he says, okay, you won, take the $1,000. And as he's going to walk away, the bartender leans over to him and says, hey, dude, why did you just bet me $1,000 that you could piss in this little shot glass when you're, you know, you're obviously inebriated? There was no way you were going to hit it. That was just stupid. He says, well, you see that guy back there in the corner? I said, yeah, I just bet him $10,000 that I could piss all over your bar and you'd be happy about it.
Right on. Funny. Jeez. So the call-in number is 347-989-1371. TC and I cannot win this contest, so that's not going to happen. Wicked Puff told a joke in the chat room. Wicked Puff, to be entered in the contest, you got to call in, man. So call in, tell that joke. It's a one-liner. It looked like a good joke. So let's go ahead and get that on the air. 347-989-1371. A woman tells the clerk she wants a refund for the toaster she bought because it won't work. The clerk explains that he can't give her a refund because she bought it on special. Suddenly, the lady throws up her arms and starts screaming, pinch my nipples, pinch my nipples, pinch my nipples. So before the clerk runs away to get the store manager, the manager goes to the lady and asks, ma'am, what's wrong? She explains the problem with the toaster and tells her that he tells her he can't give her a refund because, you know, she bought it on special. Once again, this woman throws her arms up in the air and starts screaming, pinch my nipples, pinch my nipples, pinch my nipples. And by now, there's a crowd gathering around looking at this woman screaming, pinch my nipples. And in shock, the manager kind of pleads her, ma'am, what are you saying? Why are you saying that? What's wrong? And she says, in a huff, she goes, well, look, because I like having my nipples pinched when I'm getting screwed.
All right. Yeah. Win for Jason.
Oh. If you can do better than that, more than likely you can. 347-99-1371. Let me go ahead. We got another call on the line. Let's see. 619 area code. You're on the use.
Hey, Zach again. I just thought of another one that is worth mentioning here. You guys ready?
All right,
man.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, this dude walks into this bar and he, you know, taps this dude on the shoulder. He goes, "Hey, man, you a gambling guy?" And the guy's like, "Yeah." "Why? What's on your mind?" He puts a shot glass up on the fucking bar and goes, "I'll bet you $20 I can piss in this shot cup, you know, from 5 feet away without spilling a drop." And the dude's like, "Okay, you're on, man." This guy whips out his dick and he just starts pissing all over the place, pissing on the bar, pissing on the dude he bet money to, pissing on himself on the floor. And the dude he bet money with, man, is just fucking laughing hysterically, you know, because, you know, he just won $20. And he goes, So you're going to pay me like $20? He goes, "Yeah, I just bet this other dude $100 that I could piss all over you and make you laugh." And that's it.
Is there an echo in here?
That's a pretty good joke. You can't hear the show, can you, where you're at?
Well, I'll jump back off and let somebody else take over.
All right, man.
I wonder where I've heard that before.
Yeah. All right, we got another call on the line. Hang on a second. It's all right, here we go. Dan Dredd, you are on the ooze. What's going on, man? You got a joke for us?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
What you got?
All right, man. Okay, so this guy, you know, this older guy is walking through the woods with this younger boy, right? It's starting to get dark, you know, they're walking along, it's starting to get dark. And the boy looks up at the man, goes, "You know, this is really scary. It's really dark, and I'm really scared." And the man looks at the boy and goes, "How do you think I feel? I have to walk out of here by myself."
Nice. All right.
Nice.
That was good. There we go. All right, man. Thanks for calling in.
All right, man.
Later. All right. Awesome. 347-989-1371. Nice to get some calls. People calling in. Some familiar voices. If you got a joke and you want to win a free Sin T-shirt, this is, you know, this is the new design that I did and everything else. So cool little demon girl, nice black T-shirt. We all know how you say this, like black T-shirts. 347-989-1371. Give us a call. Tell us your joke. Keith, he thinks you're the funniest joke of the night. Then we'll go ahead and we'll get your information. We'll mail you out a T-shirt. And if we aren't getting a lot of calls, well, then we're going to wrap this up in an hour. But if we get some calls, we're going to try to carry this out for a full 2 hours. And we got another caller on the line.
Hello.
All right. Hello. This is you, dude. You got to give a name and tell us your joke to be in the contest for the T-shirt.
This is Lehi.
Hey, Lehi. What's going on, man? What's your joke?
All right. So there's a woman and a man, and the woman is pregnant, and they go to the hospital so that she can give birth there, and the doctor told them, "We have this new invention that allows the man to feel the same pain that the woman does when she's giving birth. We think it's more fair for the man to go through the same amount of pain as the woman. So would you like to try it?" They're like, "All right." But, you know, of course the wife pressures him into it, and he agrees. So they hook him up to the machine, and when she starts going into contractions and start giving birth, they turn up a little bit so that he can feel the pain. So she's in a little bit of pain at first, you know, and they're like, "Well, how are you doing, sir?" He's like, "Oh, I'm doing fine, you know, not bad." And so they turn it up a little bit more and to see if he would feel pain then. And he wasn't. He's like, "Well, I feel pretty good. This is, you know, I didn't realize that women didn't really have to deal with a lot of pain." So they cranked it up all the way, and he was just sitting there cool as ever, sitting there not feeling a thing. So after the childbirth, they're going home from the hospital, and they see the mailman dead on the front porch.
Oh, I get it. So the father feels the pain, the mailman's on the porch. That's some funny shit, man. Cool, Lehi. Man, thanks for calling in.
No problem.
Later. We got another caller on the line. All right, let's keep this thing rolling. 213 area code, you're on the U's. Give us your name and tell us your joke. 213 area code. Going once. Going twice. You're not even going to listen in. We're hanging up. All right. So you want to call in 347-989-1371. Call in. Tell us your joke. I'm going to follow up on Lehi's joke with another joke. Women are always talking about how the pain of getting kicked in the nuts is nowhere near the pain of giving childbirth. So men shouldn't bitch about getting kicked in the nuts because women, you know, they give childbirth. It's much more painful, and, you know, that we should just be tougher. We should just learn to deal with it. We shouldn't cry about getting kicked in the nuts. The thing about that is the reason it's bullshit is because women, after giving birth to a child, just after a couple of years, they'll start talking about having another kid, like they want to go ahead and have a baby. Men will never say they want to get kicked in the nuts again. That's it.
Nice.
All right.
Nice, thanks.
All right,
nice.
So let me go ahead and I'm going to give. All right, 213 area code. You are on the U's. It's on your brain. Tell your joke. Give us your name. All right, going once. Going twice. All right, listen on Skype, listen on the internet, do something else. But we want you to call in, give us a name, tell us a joke, or it's just not happening. 347-989-1371. And I'm going to be that kind of dick tonight to people that just want to call in and ghost on the line. That's just the way it's going to be. We've got, and so far, the only people that can really, really qualify to win the contest so far are Hobbs, Tim, Dan Dredd, and Lehi. And, you know, they're all affiliated one way or another with Sin. So getting a free T-shirt, that'll be kind of cool for them. Call in 347-989-1371. We're about 30 minutes into the show. I guess this would be a good time while we're waiting on callers to line up on the board to run our little Image Space commercial. You want to go ahead and do that, man?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
All right, let's do this. Hang tight.
Hey, U's fans. Jason Sorrell here, co-host of the U's Luminous and Outbreak Editions. I wanted to call your attention to the image at the top of the page featuring the U's logo, a Sin image, Creative Odyssey Studios logo, and some other ads we've got running there. This space is available on a limited basis to people who want to reach our audience. And if you haven't noticed this image before, you do now. Because, let's face it, people are generally good little sheep. So every time they hear this ad, whether it's in the live broadcast or the archives, they're going to go look at that image and they're going to see your image if it's up there. Now, your image or your message to our audience could be anything. It could be about a website, a project you're undertaking, a product you're offering our audience, a special event you have upcoming in the future, or a message to a special someone that you know will be listening to the Use. And there are lots of folks who listen to the Use, both the live broadcast and the audio archive. So if you'd like to see your image up there in that space, it could be up there seen four times a week at a really terrific rate. And keep in mind that certain limitations do apply. Your ad could be ran during our four shows at four times a week for up to an hour, sometimes 2 hours every show. Your ad will be repeated with the other five ads that are up there at $5 for a week block, or if you want it for a full month, we'll do a full month for $10 for that block. Or if you want to go a whole year, you can get a whole year's worth of advertising, your ad being repeated, this image up there at the top of our page, during the news broadcast and while people are listening to the archives for $50 a year. So if you have a message that you want to reach our audience, well, I think that's a really great price. Now, keep in mind, certain limitations do apply. There's image size restrictions, content restrictions, and there's only a limited amount of space and a limited amount of time that your ad can be ran. If you want to get a hold of me for details, my name is Jason Sorrell, and you can reach me at my email address, sorrellart@hotmail.com. That is S-O-R-R-E-L-L-A-R-T @hotmail.com. Go ahead and shoot me an email to get the details and talk about what it is you want put up there. We'll go ahead and hash all those details out and get your ad up there, and you'll be speaking to the Use audience through that image block that's up there at the top of our page. This is Jason Sorrell for Use, and I'm out.
Wow,
all right.
Full 2 minutes.
Yeah, 2 minute long commercial, man. That was long. 347 area code, you're on the Use. This is Haas again, man. You got another joke?
Yeah, man. All right, so what is the... What did the gay sperm say to the other gay sperm? How am
no
I supposed
idea.
To
what
find an? How am I supposed to find an egg in all this shit?
Ah, wah wah wah! That's some funny shit right there. That's all right, man.
All right, man. I thought I'd try.
Hobbs, do you take lessons from him? He's gone.
He's listening.
Yeah, he must go to the Venger School of Comedy because, I mean, dude can just not tell a joke. I mean, there's a few things. First, you kill it when the joke's too long. You also kill it if the joke's too short and it's not that funny. So, I mean, it's just terrible. I mean, a good joke is 20 to 30 seconds. It's got a nice, punny, fun... you know, kind of hooked to the end of it that sort of makes it seem silly. That kind of stuff, that's funny. Little things that, I don't know, like, it's cool to get discriminative, but on the other hand, when it's a gay joke and it's just fecal funny as well, or shit stick, as my old lady calls it, it's just not that funny.
You know, some jokes go on for, 11 years or so. So, it just depends on how long the joke goes. You know what? I'm going to give this 213 area code. 213 area code, you're on the Use. It's on your brain. And, all right, I'll just keep swatting it down all night long. That keeps me entertained. All right, 5-1. Hang on.
Hey, what's
here.
Going on?
Tim, what's going on? Hang on a second, man.
Not much. Not much.
Got
another one for you. All right, what's the difference between a gay guy and a refrigerator?
What's the difference between a gay guy and a refrigerator?
Yeah, refrigerator doesn't fart when you pull the meat out.
Ah, wow.
All right.
Later, guys.
Later. Jeez.
That was all right, man.
347-989-1371. Give us a call. Tell your joke. You could win a T-shirt. Come on, man. Who wants to win this shirt? I see a bunch of people in the chat room and everything else. I know you know a joke. I know you at least know one dirty joke. Give us a call. While we're waiting on that to happen, let's see.
I found that.
Go ahead, dude.
Go ahead, man. I was going to say, I found that nerdy girls tend to have the best jokes, so I'm really sort of surprised that we haven't gotten any that called in yet.
Somebody's getting called out, I think. So the nerdy chick needs to call in and tell the joke. 347-989-1371. Give us a call. You could win a T-shirt. I'll tell another one real quick here. There's a son. He comes to his dad. He's got to write a special report. But it's about politics, but the son doesn't know what politics is. And the father's trying to explain it to him. He's like, well, let's take our home, for example. I'm the breadwinner, so let's call me capitalism. Your mother is the administrator of the money, so we'll call her government. We take care of your needs, so we'll call you the people. We got a maid working for us. She's the working class. And then your brother, he's younger than you, we'll call him the future. Do you understand, son? And the son says, well, Dad, not really, but you know, I'll have to mull it over and think about it, and maybe after sleeping on to the help. That night, his younger brother's crying wakes him up, and you know, the boy goes to see what's wrong with his younger brother. He finds the baby in his crib, and the baby's, you know, shit his pants, basically. The baby's got a dirty diaper. So he does. The boy goes to get his parents. He goes into the parents' bedroom and sees, you know, just the mom sleeping there in bed. She's sound asleep. So he figures, okay, mom's not there. Don't see Dad. I'll go to the maid's room. He goes and knocks the maid's room, cracks the door a little bit, and sees his father in bed with the maid, okay? The boy's knocking is totally ignored by the maid and the father from all the noise they're making and everything else. So the boy just returns to his room and goes back to sleep. The next morning, you know, he's talking to his dad. He's like, you know what, Dad, now I think I understand what politics is. And Dad goes, okay, son, well, what do you think politics is? Or he goes, can you explain it to me in your own words? He goes, well, Dad, while capitalism is screwing the working class, government is sound asleep, and people are completely ignored, and the future is full of shit.
Excellent.
All right.
I'm actually,
go ahead, dude.
I'm kind of reminded of a joke that I heard a while back, and I hope I can tell this right, but there's this piano bar in downtown Ybor City, and they do like the whole live piano thing where every night they've got like an unknown artist who does music or whatever, and the guy who owns this kind of had a bad streak. The musicians have just sucked that have come in, and the bar's not doing real good. So he, you know, is auditioning, and this guy shows up, and he sits down at the piano, and he plays this masterpiece that is the equivalent of something written by Mozart or whatever, and he gets done, he takes his bow, you know, the guy who runs the bar and his people are all clapping, and he says, what's it called? He says, that's called shit hanging out of my ass. He says, oh, well, can you call it something different? He says, yeah, I can call it whatever you want. He says, okay, well, you got the job, but you can't say something like that. You know, in front of my people, my customers, they're respectable people. So night rolls in, he sits down, he plays his pieces, and he plays piece after piece, and they're magnificent. It's wonderful. Everybody seems to be having a really good time. When he finally gets done with his final piece of the first set, there's a standing ovation in the bar. Everybody's screaming and wooing. And, of course, the guy who owns it runs up and he says, that's awesome. Did you write that yourself? He says, yeah, I did. He says, what's it called? It's called Cocksucker Motherfucker. He says, oh, wait a minute. All right, sorry, folks. Go ahead. Go back to your meals. He turns around and says, look, dude, I'm telling you one more time, and then I'm going to fire you. You can't say something like that when you're up on stage. He's like, all right, so the dude gets up, he walks in the bathroom, and he goes in the toilet stall, he takes a shit, and he pulls his pants up, he goes back out to do a second set. And on his way out, back out to do a second set, somebody looks over and realizes he's got toilet paper hanging out of his back pocket, and he says, hey, man, do you know you got a piece of shitty toilet paper hanging out of your back pocket? He says, no, I wrote it.
All right, we got another caller on the line. 512 area code, you're on the Ooze. Tell us your name and tell us your joke.
Hey, it's Jamie.
Hey, all right. What's your joke, Jamie?
So this dad comes home from work one day, and he hears some noise coming out of his 17-year-old daughter's bedroom, and he can't figure out what's going on, so he opens the door, and there's his 17-year-old daughter fucking herself like crazy with the dildo. And he goes, Jesus Christ, what are you doing? And she said, well, you won't let me have a boyfriend, so I had to do something to satisfy myself. So he closes the door and walks away and doesn't know what to think. And the next day, the 17-year-old daughter comes home from school, and there's Dad with her dildo sitting on the kitchen table, and he's having a beer. And she goes, Dad, what are you doing? He goes, I'm having a drink with your boyfriend.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, I don't know, a little close to home, 17-year-old daughter. I don't know how I feel about all that. All right. So you and I will talk later.
Does she count, man? Does she count in
no,
this contest?
No, she can't win. She can't win a T-shirt.
No,
damn. We
already talked
so far, about
that's the best I've heard.
If she's going to call in and tell a joke, we said, yeah, I can't win a T-shirt because she knows, you know, the people running the contest directly, intimately, if you will. So, all right, 347-99-1371. Come on, somebody's got to be able to tell a better joke and all that. You win a free Sin T-shirt. If you haven't seen these T-shirts, let me put in the URL in the chat room here real quick. It's creativeoddities.com/, and you got to get this right, Sin has to be capitalized, S-I-N. .html. That should get you to, you know, you have to copy and paste, it looks like, in your browser. That should get you to the shirt buy-in page on the Creative Body Studios website, and you check out the T-shirts. And it's the T-shirts, ladies and gentlemen, that we're giving away tonight. Not the long-sleeve shirts, not the hoodies, don't ask. You want one of those pieces of clothing, you have to purchase it. But the T-shirts, men's or women's, we aren't going to make any judgments whatsoever. You want a men's shirt or a woman's T-shirt, you just let us know, and we'll go ahead and hook that up for you if you win the contest based on TC judgment as you being the funniest joke teller tonight. There's a question in the chat room right now. Are these shirts from Zazzle, or do you make them in advance? No, these shirts aren't made in advance. These aren't silkscreen shirts here at home. These are through actually Cafe Press prints these shirts up, and the quality of shirt from Cafe Press has just gone up tremendously over the last few years and everything else. So, matter of fact, I've got one of my Dead Girls Don't Say No T-shirts coming in the mail here shortly. Kind of excited about that. So, along with the proof for the Jason Sorrell coloring book for adults, that's also on its way. And we should be releasing that book probably in the next couple of weeks. So cool stuff from Creative Body Studios. Exciting. And we might even run the commercial later. I don't know. 347-99-1371. Go ahead, dude.
You got another commercial?
No, I don't want to run the commercial yet. I mean, maybe we'll see if we go another hour. We're going to give it a few more minutes. We've gotten, let's see, Hobbs, Tim, Dandred, and Lehigh are the only ones that are running for a T-shirt right now. Oh, we got a caller. Hang on a second. It looks like Hobbs again. Hang on. 347. Hang on a second. 347 area code. You're on the use. Is Hobbs?
Sorry, guys. Just last one. I promise.
All right, man.
Okay. So I got to make up for that last one. Okay. So there's these two chicks, and they're out to lunch, right? And, you know, one of the chicks is saying, you know, how, like, her relationship with her husband is falling apart and blah, 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 blah. And the other chick goes, you know, he goes, I had that same problem before. She goes, and I did something, and it made my relationship completely better. She goes, well, what did you do? She goes, every night when I made dinner, I put a little bit of dog food in his food. And ever since then, you know, our relationship has been great, you know. She goes, really? Does that really work? She goes, yeah, you know, it's worked for me. The other girl's like, okay. She goes, you know, I'll talk to you in like 2 weeks, and, you know, you tell me what happens, you know, afterwards. So 2 weeks goes by, and she comes back, and the girl sees the other girl crying. You know, she's sitting there, and she's hysterically crying. She goes, well, what happened? What happened? She goes, you know, my husband died. And she goes, what? She goes, yeah. She goes, you know, I did what you said, you know, and everything was working out great except for this one night. She goes, well, what happened? She goes, well, while we were watching TV, you know, he went to go lick his balls and he fell off the couch and broke his neck.
Okay, that's
all
a little
right,
better.
Man. Yeah, I think you redeemed yourself, man. All right, thanks a lot, Hobbs.
All right, later.
Later. All right, we got another caller on the line. Let me see here. Let me go ahead and get the studio to catch up. All right, here we go. 44 Air Code, Drawn Views. What's your name and what's your joke?
Hey, guys, it's Sarah. I have
hey,
two.
Hey, Sarah,
one,
tell us a joke. Okay, now,
really
wait,
short.
The rules. Okay, we're going to bend the rules for Sarah. So we're going to have her, she's going to tell two jokes. Go ahead, Sarah, back-to-back jokes. What you got?
Okay, the first one's super short. Why couldn't anyone fool the aborted fetus?
Why couldn't anyone fool the aborted fetus?
Because he wasn't born yesterday.
That was a joke, I guess.
Yeah.
What's your other joke? What's your other joke?
Okay. Four nuns die in a car wreck. At the pearly gates, St. Peter asks them if they've sinned, and the first nun, you know, freaks out and is like, yes, I have sinned. I've touched a penis with this hand. She raises her hand. He tells her to dip her hand in holy water. There's like a fountain right there, and she walks into heaven. He asks the same thing to the second nun, you know, have you sinned? And she cries out, forgive me, Father, I have sinned. I touched a penis with both my hands. She dips her hand in the fountain and enters heaven. Now, before the third nun can speak, the last nun cuts in front of her and walks right up to St. Peter, and he's really upset because, you know, that's not the way things were going, and he demands an explanation for, you know, why she cut in line. She's like, look, Father, if you think I'm going to gargle that water after she sticks her ass in there, you're fucking crazy. And that was my really bad joke.
Awesome. Thank you, Jason fell off the line, so it'll be a minute before we get up and going here again. But, yeah, thanks for calling in. And 347-989-1371, if you think you're funny, if you can do better than what we've heard here tonight, definitely pick up the phone, call in. In the meantime, while I'm waiting for Jason to come back on, I can think of one more joke off the top of my head. It's one that I learned when I was a little kid, so if it's not as funny as I remember it, you guys will have to forgive me. But this guy wakes up, he's got a phone call from work, and he's got to hurry into work or else he's going to get fired. So he gets dressed, and as he's getting dressed, he pulls the fly up on his zipper and gets his penis caught in it. So not knowing what to do and not wanting to pull the zipper back down in fear that he might actually, cause some major damage to his member, he grabs a paint set and he paints it up to look like a little mouse. And he's walking down the street and he comes across this little girl. And the little girl says, oh, cute, look at that little mouse. Can I pet it? And not knowing what to say, not wanting to draw attention to what it is, he says, yeah, go ahead. So she pets it, whatever, and then he says, thank you, and he keeps walking along. He walks up to whatever, Burger King or something, and he sees another person. That person notices the mouse, and they, of course, want to pet it too. So he says, yeah, go ahead. That's fine with me. Finally, he gets down the street a little further, and this hooker calls over, and she says, hey, man, what's that in your pants? He says, oh, this is my little mouse. You want to pet it? And she pulls up her skirt and says, get it, kitty, get it.
That's pretty bad, man.
Yeah. Like I said, I learned that joke when I was a kid. I wasn't sure if it was as funny as I remembered it being, and I guess it is. But it got you back up on the line and
a
caller.
Let's go ahead and bring the caller on the line. 616 area code, you're on the use. What's your name and what's your joke?
Hey, it's Wicked.
Wicked, what's your joke, man?
All right, man. So I was in a bar bathroom finishing up at the urinal.
when a guy with no arms walks in, and he looks at me and he goes, "Hey, man, can you give me a little help?" I was like, "Yeah, yeah, I'll unzip you." So I unzip the dude with no arm. When he goes, I can't get out. I'm like, I don't want to. But please, man, I really got to go. I'm like, fine. So I reach in and I pull it out, and it's covered in pus, warts, and all sorts of other shit. I'm like, what the fuck? So he goes, and I help him put it back in. And I finally ask, I'm like, dude, what the hell is wrong with your dick? He puts his arms out of his sleeves and goes, I don't know, but I ain't touching it.
True story. All right, man, cool. Thanks for the joke, Wicked.
Yeah, no problem. I got another one if you want.
Shit. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. All right. Another joke.
A woman and her young daughter were walking through a park when they saw two teenagers screwing on a bench. Little girl asks, what are they doing? Mother looks down, kind of horrified, and goes, they're making cakes. The next day, they're at a zoo, and the girl sees two monkeys going at it. She asks the mother, what are they doing? Mother says, making cakes. The next day, the girl says to her mother, Mommy, you and Daddy were making cakes in the lounge last night, right? Mother's like, oh, what, how do you know? And the little girl goes, because I licked the icing off the sofa.
Oh, dude. Oh, that's fucked up.
Tasteless,
all right,
I say. Tasteless.
Cool, man. Tasteless, right?
Awesome.
All right, man. Thanks for the jokes.
Yeah, no problem.
Later. Okay, now I gotta address something in the chat room real quick. Tim is hardcore asks, when will we be hearing some jokes? Well, Tim, the call in number is 347-989-1371. I screwed that all up. 347-989-1371. Tim is hardcore is going to call in and just blow us away with his comedic brilliance. So he's winning the T-shirt. He's calling in with the joke that's going to just shut this whole thing down. So we're waiting on your call, Tim is hardcore, 347-989-1371. Or anybody else
now,
wants to call in. What's up, man?
Now, real quick, I just want to mention that Tim is hardcore thinks he's a funny fucker, which is why he posted that in the first place. But we see already that you have to actually call him out. And in order to find out that he's just really not all that funny. But I do have a joke for him. I'm sure as old as he is, he probably golfs, and we all know his religious preference, so I think this joke will kind of be tasteful for it. The joke goes like this. Jesus and Moses are out golfing. They come to this part in the course where there is this water that separates the green and the hole. So, you know, the dude lines up, he takes his swing, he hits it, he comes right up to the bank, it stops just short of the water, and Moses does the same thing, and they get over there, and Jesus looks at Moses, and he says, you know, I wonder if I can get this over that with a 9-iron. And Moses says, oh, no, you should use a 5 or a 3, but, you know, a 9, you're just going to get too short of a stroke. And Jesus says, no, I saw Jack Nicklaus do this. I know I can do it. I'm the Son of God, and if Jack Nicklaus can do it, I can do it. So he lines up, you know, he takes his little practice swings, he pops the fucking ball up, and it goes right into the water. Boop. So Moses walks over, he parts the water, he picks up the ball, brings it back over, he says, okay, now will you please use a 7? Jesus says, no, Son of God, that's just Jack Nicklaus, I can do this. So, you know, he takes the 9-iron, hits it again, and sure as shit goes right back into the water. Moses walks over, he parts the water, picks the ball up, comes back over, drops it down. He says, please, for the love of God, use a 3. Jesus says, no, I'm the Son of God, you know, I'm the promise, I can do this. Jack Nicklaus can do it, I can do it. Moses says, okay, but if it goes in the water again, I'm not going to get the ball. Jesus says, oh, yeah, sure, fine. So he hits it, sure as shit, goes right into the water again. Moses, he says, I'm not going to get it. And Jesus says, fine, fine. And he goes over there, he walks across the water, reaches up and picks the ball up, and as he stands up, some folks on the other hole shout over, look at that guy, he thinks he's Jesus Christ. Moses turns around and says, no, 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 he thinks he's Jack Nicklaus.
Ah, 347-989-1371. Tim is hardcore. If you got the jokes, man, call in. What's your joke that, because you got to respond to that, man. You got to respond to that joke at the very least. So give us a call, 347-989-1371. We got about 4 minutes left to the top of the hour. We seem to be good at a good going at a good clip right now, but we need some folks to call in with their jokes. Otherwise, I don't know, man. You want to maybe extend it another 30 minutes to see if we get at least give people an opportunity to call in, or you want to call it wrap it up here at the top of the hour?
Well, I mean, man, we've beaten people up, and we've heard a couple of good jokes. I mean, I already have a candidate or two in mind. It's a little hard to decide, but I'd say if we don't get another caller in the next minute and a half, fuck it, let's just wrap it up.
All right, so while I wait on that next caller, a woman's shopping for a pet as a gift for her husband, but she's concerned that the prices at the pet shop are charging her very high. She goes to the clerk and she explains her concerns, and the clerk says, well, you know what, I got a frog in the back, I can let you have $50. And the woman's like, $50? That seems like really pricey for a frog. And the clerk goes, well, this frog's special, it's trained to give blowjobs. All right? So the woman's stunned, but because her husband loves that sort of sex and because she doesn't like to give blowjobs, she decides a frog might just be a good investment. So she buys a frog, she brings it home, she presents it to her husband and explains, the reason I bought you a frog, dear, is because this frog has been trained to give you blowjobs. Now, the husband's skeptical, but, you know, he promises he'll give the frog a try for the night. So the woman goes to sleep happy, knowing she won't be bothered by her husband by getting, you know, trying to get a blowjob that night. She's awoken in the middle of the night by a clatter in the kitchen, all right? So she runs downstairs to see what the hell's going on. She finds the frog and her husband pulling out pots and pans and pouring over cookbooks. And the wife, she's like, what the two of you doing down here? Why are you making all this noise? And the husband looks at her and goes, well, if I could teach this frog to cook, you're out of here.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right.
Good
so
joke,
we got 619 area. Zach, you on the line, man? You got a joke?
Yeah, I got a joke. Okay, so there's this Christian and this Buddhist and this Satanist sitting on this desert island. Like, you know, they got marooned or some shit, right? And well, you know, they come across this genie bottle, right? And you know, they rub it and the genie comes out and goes, you know, I'll grant each of you one wish. And the Buddhist is like, I wish I was back home with my, you know, family. Boom, he's back home with his family. Satanist is like, yeah, you know, I think I wish I'm back home with my family too. Boom, he's back home with his family. Well, and the Christian's like, looks at the genie and goes, where'd all my friends go? I wish they're back here with me.
All right, man.
That's got to be an honorable mention for the worst joke, right?
Right on.
All right, we got it. We got another caller on the line. All right. Let me go ahead and bring the other caller up on the line. 623 area code, you're on the use. Tell us your name and tell us your joke. It's Tim is Hardcore. All right, Tim is Hardcore.
Finally.
You got a joke.
You called me out, so here it is. Worst joke teller in the world, but I'm going to say this. I don't even know where I heard it, but all right, ready?
Go ahead, dude.
A priest, a rabbi, and a pastor walk into a bar. The bartender looks at them and says, is this a freaking joke? Now that's funny, guys.
All right, so we're still waiting on that joke, Tim.
Thank you very much. Have a good one, guys.
Thanks, have a good one.
At least it started with the priest.
Right. So... All right, we're at the top of the hour. The call-in number is 347-989-1371. Looks like another caller. All right, fuck it, we'll keep going. All right, you're on the use. Who's this?
All right, do we have time for one more?
Yeah, we got time for one
more,
man. This is Lehigh?
Yeah, this is Lehigh. Okay. So this guy, he's been in jail for a long time, right? And when you're in jail, you don't get any kind of action at all. Except for, you know, if you get screwed over by a guy. But anyway, so he really, his favorite thing in sex is to eat pussy. And he's been craving it for so long because you can't eat pussy in jail. So when he gets out of jail, he goes to a whorehouse, and he only has like $5 left over from when they locked him up to begin with. And so he asks the person that you're supposed to talk to, hey, you know, I only have $5. There's somebody whose pussy I can eat. And they said, well, that's really not enough money for anything good. But there is one person, her name is Sandy Sally. He's like, I don't give a shit. I'll take her. I don't really care why she's called that. So like, all right. So she takes him up to the room, and he goes in there, and there's this really fine chick. Like, she's gorgeous. He's like, I don't see anything wrong with this. I'm getting a good damn good deal for $5. So anyway, she's like, oh, okay, I just need to go to the bathroom first. So she goes to the bathroom, and that's wrong. Anyway, no, he starts to eat her out first, and he knows she's kind of dry. He's like, well, no, this isn't right, you know. And she's like, okay, hold on. So she goes to the bathroom, comes back out, and he starts to eat her out, and it's just smooth and wet and good. And when he's in, he's like, well, what did you do to fix it? She says, oh, I just picked the scabs and let the pus run.
That's gross, man.
That was a great joke in 1985, the first time I heard it, man. That's
you
awesome.
Heard that one? You
yeah,
heard that?
Yeah, I heard that one too, dude.
Damn it.
Awesome.
All right, Lehigh, man. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
I hung up on him. All right. So 347-989-1371. We're at the top of the hour. I don't know, man. What do you want to do? You want to call it?
My stipulation was that we had to get some calls within that minute and a half, and we got like four, so.
Okay, we'll stick it out. We'll stick it out for. We'll do this for another 30 minutes, so keep calling in with your jokes, 347-989-1371. We'll do it for another at least 30 minutes. So if you got
great.
A joke, you want to call in, tell us a joke? TC, you got another joke you want to tell?
Actually, I could think of a few, but I just want to kind of comment that it's been hilarious watching me kick 213 off every 20 seconds for the past hour and 3 minutes.
Yeah, well, I was one of those kids that have the ball and the paddle thing, you know, you keep hitting it. Yeah, I'm all about this. The 213 area code person, this person calls in and just sits. And I don't know if they're listening, what the deal is. What I do know is that there's a limited number of, with this type of account that we have, there's a limited number of people that we can actually have call in during a particular period. So, I don't know. Whatever.
What's interesting to me is there should be an option where they can just listen to the show. They don't actually have to talk to the host, which means that our caller isn't following the directions very well. You know, if they just wanted to hear what we had to say, all they got to do is, like, I think it's click button one or whatever. And if they don't know what the number one looks like, well, I guess that by itself is pretty funny. But, All right, so jokes. I got one that's kind of long. It's also kind of old, but I've always thought it was funny. It's one of those jokes where you would pick three people you know and you organize them in such a way that one of them becomes the butt of the joke. So I'll go ahead and do that. I'm going to go with Derek Dishaw. I'm going to go with Avenger Satanis. That's the same dude. Derek Dishaw. I'll go with Zach Black. And what the hell? We'll throw Dan Dredd in there, too, just to make it funny. So, all right. So these three guys, they're all decided that they're going to go on this exotic month-long fishing trip. And they're out there for about a week fishing, you know, catching some good stuff and whatever. And this big storm blows through and capsizes the boat. Lo and behold, somehow magically, these three are the only survivors, and they're stuck on this island. So, you know, they make the best of things. They're living off the island, eating berries, fishing, you know, wearing fig leaves, whatever. And some time goes by, and before they know it, the natives of the island, the local cannibal tribe, swoops them up and takes them back to meet their witch doctor. Right, so they've got the little drumming ceremony, you know, where the dudes are dancing with the flames in the air or whatever, and they're bringing the witch doctor down in the sedan chair, and he gets there, and all three of them are tied up, and he looks at him and he says, listen, you have two ways to get out of here, death or bunga bunga. And so the first person he hits up is Dan Dredd. And Dan Dredd's like, well, fuck, man, I'm not down with dying, but I don't know what this bunga bunga thing is, but anything's better than dying. I got a lot to live for. So he says, I'll take bunga bunga. And the witch doctor says, bunga bunga? Okay, and so there's like a hundred fucking cannibal dudes line up to run a train on his ass, but he walks away with a sore ass, but he's still alive, he's got his life or whatever. Now it comes down to Zach, and Dr. Bunga Bunga, Zach's like, well, fuck, man, I don't want to get fucked in the ass, but on the other hand, I don't want to die either, so, I mean, Dan survived it, I can do it, I'll take Bunga Bunga. So this time 1,000 cannibal dudes line up and pound Zach. They rip him 3 new assholes. He's crawling away, ass bleeding, but he's still got his life. So they get to Derek, and before he can even say death or Bunga Bunga, Derek looks at him, and he's being the big, tough, badass Cthulhu motherfucker he is. He says, I'd rather die. So they says, death? Death by Bunga Bunga.
Sounds like everybody's getting a little bunga bunga.
Exactly. So that's an old joke too. Kind of funny.
Yeah. So I have been swatting this 213 area code phone number down almost the entire show. Every time they call in, when they give me the opportunity to say something, they don't say anything, so I hang up the phone on them. 213 area code is now live on the Ooze, and if they would like to be put on mute, all they have to do is let us know that there's somebody on the other end of the line. It's not just some sort of technical glitch that I'm correcting by hanging up constantly. So if you want to say something, 213 area code, now's your time. And that time has passed. All right, it's fun for me, man. I'll keep doing it all night long. So 347-99-1371. If you want to call in and tell us your joke, we still got this T-shirt up for grabs. It hasn't been decided who's going to win the T-shirt. If you want to call in, tell us your joke, you might win a free Satanic International Network T-shirt. The Demon Girl, drawn by yours truly, Jason Sorrell, with the Sin Star on the back of it. Get yourself a T-shirt for free. Just give us a call, tell us a joke. And if TC thinks your joke was the best when we wrap the show up, which may be in about another 20 minutes, you will win a T-shirt. We'll figure out how to get it out to you and make that happen. I see Cassandra Harris in the chat room. I know she knows a dirty joke or two, so she should call in and tell a joke. Let's see, a bunch of guests in here. It's a free T-shirt, guess, whether you know what sin is or not, whether you know what the Satanic International Network is or not. And by the way, if you haven't checked out the Satanic International Network, www.satanicinternationalnetwork.com, give it a look, man. Lots of entertaining stuff going on all the time, tiny chat forums, blogs, set up your profile, put up some pictures, get in some interesting conversations. You got stuff going on regionally and things like that. There are people organizing groups regionally all the time. So check that out. SatanicInternationalNetwork.com. Give that a look, and there'll be one of the sponsors of the Ooze. Since we're waiting on call, 347-99-1371, a blonde gets on an airplane, sits down in the first class section of the plane. She doesn't have a first class ticket. The stewardess comes over to her and goes, ma'am, I'm sorry, you don't have a first class ticket. You need to go take your seat in coach. The blonde replies, I'm blonde, I'm smart, I have a good job. I'm staying in first class until we reach Jamaica. the stewardess goes, "Man, you can't do that. Come on, let's not make any trouble here on the plane." This is before the whole TWA thing, by the way. So, but there's nothing like any trouble for other passengers or anything else. Let's just have you go back to your seat. And the blonde goes, "No, no, I am blonde. I'm smart. I have a good job, and I'm staying in first class until we reach Jamaica." Disgusted, the stewardess kind of, you know, throws her hands up in the air. She goes to get the head stewardess. She asks the blonde to take her seat back in coach, not cause any problems. The blonde looks and goes, "I'm blonde, I'm smart, I have a good job, and I'm staying in first class until we reach Jamaica." The head stewardess doesn't know what to do. So what she does is she goes to the pilot, you know, the cockpit. She talks to the co-pilot and asks the co-pilot if he might be able to come say something to the woman and get her to take her actual seat. So the co-pilot comes over to her, you know, starts having a little, you know, small chat with her. She leans down and whispers in her ear. The blonde immediately gets up, grabs her baggage, goes back to coach, sits down in her seat. The head stewardess looks at the co-pilot, you know, kind of amazed. Like, "What did you say to her? We got to move." The co-pilot said, "Well, I told her the front half of the plane I told her the front half of the airplane wasn't going to Jamaica."
Awesome, awesome, good blonde joke, man. Yeah,
all right.
Do you know how you drown the blonde?
What's that?
Do you know how to drown the blonde?
How do you drown a blonde?
You glue a mirror to the bottom of the swimming pool.
Glue a mirror to the bottom of the swimming pool. My girlfriend, Jamie, by the way, is blonde. Not that blonde, but, yeah, she's over here. She's like, "Okay, here we go, the blonde joke." If you have a blonde joke, call in 347-989-1371. So the best jokes win in a free T-shirt. Let's see. I got a joke here. Go, dude.
Real quick, how do blondes turn the light on after sex, man?
How do blondes turn the light on after sex?
By opening the car door.
By opening the car door. That's fucked up.
What do you call, what do blondes call panties?
I don't know, dude. What do blondes call that?
Ankle warmers.
Ankle warmers. Panties for ankle warmers.
That's right. And how do you know when you have found a blonde's computer?
How do you know you found a blonde's computer?
When you can't see through the whiteout on the screen.
A blonde walks in the Best Buy, and she goes to one of the Best Buy dudes, the blue shirt guys, and goes, "Hey, I want to buy this television." The Best Buy clerk looks at her and goes, "I'm sorry, we don't serve blondes." She's like, "What?" He's like, "No, we don't serve blondes. Company policy. You have to leave." She leaves. She's in a huff. She gets mad. She goes to Walmart. She buys some hair dye. She dyes her hair black. She goes back into Best Buy, and she points at the television and goes, "I want to buy that television." The clerk looks at her and goes, "I'm sorry, we don't serve blondes." She looks at him and goes, "How do you know I'm a blonde?" He goes, "Well, because that's a microwave, not a television."
Awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
So, go ahead, dude.
Oh, no, I'm just chuckling at everything. I was thinking about, the Polish inventions of the year. Those were always funny. Like the screen door submarine. Camouflage golf balls.
Let's see. A wife comes home late at night. She works late. She works third shift. She comes home. It's actually early in the morning when she actually gets home. And she's tired, and all she wants to do is go to bed. And she knows her husband's upstairs sleeping and everything else. So she kind of, you know, quietly creeps in, you know, opens the door real careful. And as she opens the door, the light from the, you know, the hallway shines in onto her bed. And she sees four sets of legs instead of two. Well, they keep a baseball bat by the bed, so she's, you know, she's angry now. She quietly gets the baseball bat, and she proceeds to beat the shit out of the couple that's in her bed, all right? She throws the baseball bat down in anger. She goes downstairs to get her husband fucking cheating on her and everything else, and she hopes she got that cocksucker, and that's fucking good. She goes downstairs to the kitchen, and they're sitting in the kitchen drinking a glass of orange juice, reading a newspaper as her husband. She's all shocked to see him. The husband goes, "Hey, darling, how's it going? Your parents came over to visit, so I let him sleep in our bedroom. Hope you stopped by and said hello to him."
Awesome. Awesome. Shit. So we got 15 minutes left. It looks like everybody else is out of jokes, man. So I'm not really sure if we should keep going. I mean, I know a bunch of them. Most of them aren't all that funny. But
The point is not for us to tell jokes. Right. The point is not for us to tell jokes. It's for people to call in and tell jokes. So, what do you want to wrap it up?
I'm thinking. I mean, we'll do the minute and a half thing because it worked before, but I'm thinking that's not a bad idea. I kind of wanted to, just make mention that some of these jokes, man, would be pretty good if it wasn't for the fact that the delivery just sucks.
Shame on you people for not being professional comedians.
At least be funny about it, you know? I mean,
right on.
You had Lehi's last joke, for instance, actually was kind of a funny joke, but he spent like 5 minutes with all these useless details and kind of even stumbling over the useless details. So when the drum roll actually hit, you were like, come on, just get this fucking joke over already.
All right, so 347-99-1371. You have about 30 seconds to call in if you want to keep the show going with your joke and possibly win a T-shirt. So we'll hold off on that another few seconds. You got until I get to the end of this joke here. We'll talk about safe sex, another public service announcement. These are valuable tips to help you play safe. First of all, you do not blow dealers for crack. You blow regular citizens for cash, and then you buy crack directly. You don't think about parents, or you think about new parents, new bodies before foreplay. That will result in a loss of erection and will prevent potential unsafe sex, so that's one way to stay safe in sex. Don't fall for lines like God protects his servants and the clergy from harm. do not, no matter how much peers may pressure you, allow anyone to get to third base with you. That'll help you not help you from getting a disease from having sex. Make sure all open sores on penis have thoroughly dried before use. That's always a good tip. When taking two cocks in the ass, make sure to have an equal amount of cock in your mouth to reduce the risk of a CHI imbalance. That's important. You get dizzy, you fall over, you hurt yourself. That's bad. Before filleting an anonymous man in the back room of a bar, be sure you've asked him, you don't have AIDS, do you? douse a penis liberally with Decon roach spray before penetrating farm animals. That's helpful. Also, lubricates. That's excellent. You can get it from kissing. Tear out your partner's tongue before any mouth-to-mouth contact. Prevent radiation exposure. Use lead-based condoms. And if you must engage in unsafe sex, take time out beforehand to hope for the best. So we don't have a caller on the line. We got Lehi. Lehi, you son of a bitch. All right. Lehi, what's going on, man? You got a joke for us?
Yeah, I do. Priest and a rabbi are sitting opposite each other on a plane. And the stewardess comes over and she says to the rabbi, "Rabbi, would you like a drink?" And he says, "Certainly, I'd love a cocktail." And she turns to the priest. She says, "How about you, father?" And he says, "I'd sooner commit adultery before liquor touches my lips. And the rabbi says, "Wait, cancel my order. I didn't know I have a choice."
Right on. And this was Lehi?
Say again?
Is this Lehi?
No.
No, who is this?
Don.
Dom. Okay, all right. Jason fell off the line again, so we're waiting. But thanks for calling in. Good joke.
Sure.
In the meantime, Jason, hurry up. Here we go.
I'm back on, man. All right. I don't know what happened. What's going on with my phone? All right, so do we have a winner? are we rolling it up?
That last one made it real tough. You didn't get to hear the last joke.
Well, he'll tell me later.
Yeah, I'm sure. That wasn't Lehi.
That wasn't Lehi. Okay, who was that?
His name was Dom, is what he said. So
Dom?
I got a little bit of deliberation to do here, though, now. So I'm thinking, I really liked, I think it was the second joke Tim told. That was a
Tim?
Good joke.
Okay.
Yeah, Wicked Puppy, Sean, he told a pretty good joke, too. And so did Dan Dredd.
Okay.
Like I said, Lehi had a funny joke, but delivery just sucked. And then there's this dumb guy now.
All right.
So if I'm to go, because they were all about equally as funny, but I think Dan Dredd's delivery was the best, and that's kind of ironic considering he's not even a member of Sin. So how do we do that?
Dan Dredd's the winner. He gets the T-shirt.
Yeah, I mean, his delivery was the best, and it was funny. So.
All right. Well, then Dan Dredd wins the T-shirt, and that's going to wrap it up. So what we're going to do is let me see if I can PM Dan Dredd. Hello. All right, Dan. So I went ahead and sent you a private message. If you want to go ahead and respond to that private message, we'll get your mailing address and T-shirt size, and we'll go ahead and get you your Sin T-shirt. So cool, man. Well, this was fun.
I mean, that is so weird.
Well,
it's just strange that it would be Dan that won, yeah.
He told the best joke, man. I mean, I was hoping, you know, that would just be anybody could have called in and won the shirt. We advertised in a bunch of different places, so it didn't have to be somebody from Sin. And if it had been somebody we, you know, didn't know of or anything like that, you know, that would just been more advertising for Sin if they actually wore their T-shirt out. So that would rock. So
right on. So, yeah, that's it. That was great. Yeah, there were some good jokes, man. Some of them really sucked. Like, Hobbs should never tell a joke again.
Oh, geez. He tried, man. I mean, everybody who called in and gave it an effort, gave it a shot, you are more of a man than all of you sat in the chat room and didn't bother calling in. All you do is tell a joke. So we appreciate everybody for participating, and hope you enjoy the show. Next weekend, we're going to be talking about basically just weird science. We're going to be talking about just really stupid research studies. Everybody hears about this shit. You know, they do research on, you know, women's pubic hair, what makes it softer, shit like that. I mean, there's all kinds of stupid research out there. So call in if you find some, you run into some different shit and everything else, you see some different research that you think is just ridiculous, call in, we'll talk about it, you know, just how stupid or idiotic it is. Your tax dollars hard at work, that's what we're going to be talking about next weekend. You got anything else before we wrap it up, man?
No, man, I think that's good. Let's get the hell off of here.
All right, man, we're out. And Dan Dredd, I'll be looking at you in the chat room here in a minute, so we'll get all that information. So later on.